in earth, they do the wrong stuff. As simple as that. Yes?
So, hast thou done till now? Now do it not. You have made the water, turbid. Do not make it more so.
This is where he is leading, actually. He started talking about the Ahla and the problem of this and that and the fighting between these and how you could be polished and become better to arrive to this point that you should understand it. That I'm not saying you never did it good for you, or you did it and you're bad. I said, yesterday is past. Now, this is the open door for us to turn around. This is a possibility for human beings, for everyone, to turn around, whatever you're doing. Right? And I was lucky, I have seen a couple of them. Drastic changes. It could happen. So it's your choice. We tell you all of this to understand that, listen, if you lie 3 times at least a day because of your job, are you going to be more honest every year? Is it possible? This is how it is. You cheat, you become a cheater. Okay? You were a cheater, you could stop. That's the point. Because are we going to talk about why you are cheating? Maybe you were a child in a bad family, in a wrong family, and everybody used it to cheat. So what? This is like, I was born handicapped. Should I let go of life or do my best? The point here is that you could turn around here just like that, yes. But the next day, you're not a cheater, but you're not a good fellow. The cheating is there. The temptation is there, all of that. But every single day that you stand by your belief that I will not do it again. Is it easy? No. Let's go back to Abraham. First, you should be in a position to give up everything. Yes, because that cheating was bringing you a lot of good stuff, right? All these changes that we are counting is just that. Understand it. That you could turn around. Yes?
Do not stir it up. Let this water become clear. And behold the moon and stars circling therein. For man is like the water of the river. When it becomes turbid, you cannot see its bottom. The bottom of the river is full of jewels and full of pearls. Take heed, do not make the water turbid, for it is originally pure and free from pollution. The spirit of man resembles air. When it is mixed with dust, it veils the sky and prevents the eye from seeing the sun. But when its dust is gone, it becomes pure and undefiled.
Going back to my philosophy, I always said that, listen, this knowledge is fantastic, but everybody has access to a little running water, and it's clean and lovely. But if you mix it up, it will be filthy, and it will be filthy for a long time. If you don't do that, it will settle down. This is what the understanding and knowledge is as well. Don't mix it up. Do this and that and that. Decide and do what really you want to do. Because, yes?
Notwithstanding your complete darkness, God was showing visions to you that you might wind, that you mightest wind the way of deliverance.
Ah, this is what we know. That yes, you are not a believer, but there are some hints, there are some moments that some feeling jumps in you, and you say, yes, there is something there. And that's the best help that you have. Yes.
How Moses, on whom be peace, declared from the unseen the secret thoughts and visions of Pharaoh, in order that he might truly believe in the omniscience of God, or at least hold that opinion.
Yeah, this is the opening of the rest of the conversation a little bit closer in detail. Here again, Moses and Pharaoh will come in front to talk. This is a bizarre part of the story of these two guys. And when we will start, you will see. First, to say, hey, you are not listening, you are not doing it good, you are not blah, 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 all of that. Then the next paragraph is one paragraph, a very small paragraph, which is that saying it like that. Or whether you will say that you could repent. Remember, the door of repentance is always open. Then Moses will come in and we'll try to bribe him. Tonight we'll not arrive there, but you will read in the vacation. And he will tell him that I will give you, come and settle down from claiming that you are the God, you are the boss. Then I will give you four stuff. What will be the answer of Pharaoh? Oh, obviously say, oh, what is it? Tell me which one. Yeah, this is what fellowship is all about. He wants to know it. So Moses will start. The first one is that you will have a healthy body. The second one is that you will have a long, long life. Then it needs explanation. An explanation, and again, explanation, saying of this and that. Then the Pharaoh will go to Osier. What shall we do, Elidi? Why didn't you say yes at the first point? It's good. Ah, you're stupid. I go to consult with my wazir. Means, in the moment that you are thinking about this, if you go back to your apple, the real one will tell you, yes, do it. But you don't want to. Why? Ah, because the action is very bad. They ask me not to be Pharaoh, but I am Pharaoh. And it's good to be Pharaoh, isn't it? I'm the king and everything. So he will go to Wazir. What should Wazir say? Ah, he should stop. Ah, he has some other story to bring in. Then another story to bring in, yeah. A very long paragraph of different stories. Look at it, it's very interesting that then he will go to Wazir. And Wazir will say, what should Wazir say? You tell me. You are the Wazir. Why are you laughing? You're the vizier, and I'm coming to say, I don't want to be the king anymore. What's your idea?
Then you're not
means you will be nobody. You are my vizier, right? Because I'm the king. So I give up the kingship, what will happen to you? No, this is how stupid the Pharaoh is. He will ask the vizier because he knows that the vizier will not say, yes, let's give up. He doesn't want to give up. He's not going consulting, actually. He's looking around to find some excuses. That will happen. Is when Haman will say something, then Moses will somehow give up, but he cannot, and so on and so on. This is where we are. So now we are starting to listen to Moses, the new kind of Moses. Yes?
How Moses, on whom be peace, declared from the unseen the secret thoughts and visions of Pharaoh, in order that he might truly believe in the omniscience of God, or at least hold that opinion. From the dark arm of thy nature, he, by his power, was showing forth the visions that should come to pass in the end. In order that you mightest lessen that injustice and wickedness, you were seeing those visions and becoming more wicked. He was showing unto you hideous forms and dreams. You were shrinking back from them, and in reality, they were your own form. Like the Ethiopian who saw in the mirror that his face was ugly. I don't know that.
This is simple. The story goes like this. There is this nigger, a black fellow. He will find a mirror. Get up and say how ugly he is. He will put it down and dress and shit on the mirror. This is why in translation they have difficulty to talk about that shit. Because he hated. Somewhere else, do you remember the story of the mirror? Oh, somewhere else, Rumi said, there was this lady who was going around and found a piece of mirror. Get up and say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know it's yours. She didn't know how she looks like. Here is the filthy one, that the fellow who finds the mirror and will see his own ugliness, will hate the mirror. This is why a lot of people, they don't like these fantastic people, because they show you who you are. This is one of the explanations for me to understand the life story of Rumi. Do you know, when Shams came to Rumi, he was 70 years old. During that 70 years, he went around and talked to the people, and they all hated him. Why? Nobody liked him. Because he was the mirror and he was showing you to you. And if you are not Rumi, that fellow, yes, you hate him. He showed Rumi something that Rumi doesn't know, but will say something. My brother, subject, you don't know anything. Why do you say something? You're silly, and went away. Rumi was that exception. Here he will say, but remember, you're not like me. You don't like the mirror. Why? Oh, because you do wrong, and the mirror will show that wrongness in you. That's why you don't like it. Yes?
Saying, how ugly you are. You are deserving only of this. My ugliness belongs to you, O vile, blind one. You are putting this filth on your ugly face. It is not on me, for I have splendor. At one time you were seeing thy raiment burnt, another time thy mouth and eyes stitched up. Now an animal seeking your blood, now your head in the teeth of a wild beast, now upside down in the middle of a latrine, now sunk in a fierce, blood-dyed torrent. Now from this pure heaven came to thee